Greetings and salutations. It's cold outside here in Northern Illinois, also known as Corn Country. I'm no longer in Corn Country, thank God, because now that the cornfields have been all cut down and everything is empty and it's flat, oh my God, the winds sweep across the plains and makes for a very, very cold morning. Because then the snow drifts and, oh man, my fingertips have not stung like this in a very, very long time. And I don't remember what it was when I left. It was in the single digits with like a -1 wind chill, and now it's up to 13. I had to put gas in my car. My vehicle at work needs fuel. That means I'm gonna have to go to work early, kind of cut down on my lunch hour. Oh man. And Wednesday, I think it's even supposed to be colder, like a -20 wind chill. And it was funny because I was telling my number one fan how cold it was, and he says, oh my gosh, are they going to close down the schools? No, it costs money to close down the schools, and the kids have to stay in school an extra day at the end of the year. It's like you, once upon a time, you could call off school, and at the end of the year, you didn't have to make that time up, but now the state requires X amount of days and hours with X amount of subjects or in a subject. So school probably will not be canceled. And the best part of it is that I have a brand new vehicle at work. For whatever reason, this vehicle, the way it was designed, there's like a right by the gas pedal, imagine if you put your hand right over the gas pedal in that area, there is the cold air from outside coming through the engine. I don't know how, and my boss and one of the other guys has not been able to figure it out where it's coming from, but I didn't know how painful it can be to be that cold. And I had to dig my leg warmers out from the 80s. Stop laughing, because yes, I did. I kept one pair. One pair, because I thought, you know what? They might never ever make these again. So I kept them. And they do seem to help a little bit. But mostly my toes inside my boots. Man. And I watched the movie The Day After Tomorrow. And I was thinking, you know, that's far more scarier than any horror devil exorcism movie I've ever seen. And then days like today, it's like, I would die. I would just die. I would fall down, freeze to death, and die a painful, painful death. Yep. So there you have it. That's my Tuesday morning. And I got to get out of here. So. Later, people.